This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So death is something that's going to come to me. الموت باب وكل الناس داخله. I need to be happy about the day I'm going to finally meet with my maker. Wow, it's going to be amazing. He who made me, I can't wait to see him. But to prepare for that day, you need to develop a good relationship with him. Make sure you haven't engaged in something known as shirk, association of partners with him. Make sure you've tried your best to follow the message brought by the messengers. May peace be upon them. And then seek a lot of forgiveness. Seek a lot of forgiveness. Develop a beautiful heart. Develop your character, your conduct. Let go. Learn to forgive others. Allah will forgive you. When Allah sees that you have forgiven against all odds, He will forgive you in an even greater way against all odds. Subhanallah. Prepare for death by reading the Quran on a daily basis, even if it means a verse with its meaning. Prepare for death by improving yourself. Prepare for death by having hope in the mercy of Allah. When you seek forgiveness, never allow shaitan to make you think that, you know what, I'm not forgiven. That is one of the biggest traps that the devil has against us, when he makes us think that the sin you've committed is too big to be forgiven. And Allah is telling you, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah will forgive every single sin, all of them, He says, jami'an, every one of them, Allah will forgive them. So Allah knows you're just a human. Allah knows what you've done, major sin, minor sin, don't let it bog you down. The truth is, you seek forgiveness and you smile at the mercy of Allah, who allowed you to seek forgiveness and who created something known as repentance. Subhanallah. Try your best to fulfill your prayers, 5 daily prayers, in the best possible way. You will be rewarded for it. It will help you the day you're going. Think about the good things you've done in life, especially towards what you may think is the end of your life, especially when you're ill, when you're sickly, when you've been diagnosed with a terminal sickness, or sometimes if perhaps during these times there is a virus that is spreading like wildfire, no one knows who is going to die next. Think of your good deeds and smile. Think of your bad deeds and repent, and at the same time seek the forgiveness of Allah and smile at the fact that you have been forgiven by Allah and He's shown you a way out of these huge issues that you had in your life. You are pure the minute you seek the forgiveness of Allah. Don't doubt it.